Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Okay, maybe no intro music. Wait, Wednesday starts right about now. New Maya, y'all ready for whatever? I hope y'all ready tonight. It's gonna go down. Man, it's unbelievable. You ready, my love?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
I prefer to have it all, whatever we wanna call it. I ain't worried about no other, fell in love with me before the riches. It's cold when we're together, me and you don't get no better.
Maya, we hope y'all getting ready for whatever. It's just gonna go down tonight. I'm pulling out all my little tricks. It's gonna get good. So Wet Wednesday, you know what it is. It's sexy music, sexy conversation. Now, if you get in the mood, it's hump day, halfway through the week, and ain't nothing to help you feel better to get through the rest of the week but some motherfucking humping. So, all right, let me go ahead and check in with Miss Unbelievable. How are the mom stars doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey, now. How you doing?
I'm monstrous.
Ooh, okay. Well, it is Wet Wednesday, and y'all know how I love Wet Wednesday. So, I'm going to be a good girl tonight. I'm just feeling good girlish tonight. Good white girlish tonight. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool because I'm feeling bad boyish. So, I'm going to try to corrupt your ass tonight. What it is. All right. So, what we got on our lineup for tonight? We got some sexy conversation. We got some music. What are we going to talk about tonight?
since you are being Mr. Naughty, I want to know, inquiring minds wants to know, and I hope, men, you call in at 424-243-9619, right?
Yeah.
And I want to know, personally, if eating... Okay, let me...
Yeah, you said it wrong.
If eating
9649.
I kind of got like sidetracked on a number. Yeah. If eating pussy was a sport, what level would you be? One, a rookie. Two, an all pro. Three, an all star. Four, Hall of Famer.
Okay. I got one for y'all too, man. They say majority of the women want to have anal sex, but they're scared to ask their mate to do. So that's what else we're going to talk about tonight. And then we're going to talk about that, okay? So we got this too. So that's what we on. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool thing. I did ask some people on Facebook today what they think we should talk about.
Okay.
Now, oh my God, this was the first time in a long time that I got flooded with questions or with topics. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, look at God. Yes. Like, this is freaky as I am. Great. I mean, it was actually great. but there was a good one. And I want to know what people think that, if they think that nudism is different from pornography.
Nudism is different from pornography. Okay,
yes.
We're going to see what's up with that. Okay.
Was a good one, huh? Because they're both frowned upon. However, is one leading to the other? Does the other lead to the other? Or is it like, so we'll talk about that. I want to know.
Okay. That's a good one.
Make it say.
Wanna make something say hang. You did no, let me quit. Bad boy tonight. Any answer. So alright, let's see. We're gonna go with some independent artists and artists that did interviews right here on Monsters Radio, because you know we gotta keep promoting them, make sure they come out strong, even though some of them are way past what we thought they would get. And I'm just proud to have some of their records and actually did an interview with them first. You did. So, all right, here's one. And I think it goes good with what I'm on right now, because I am Mr. Right Now. I'm just saying the bad boy. Right now. This is Rick Love.
Right now?
Wet.
Right
that.
Now? Do we get it right now? Can we get some right now? Oh, no, we got to wait.
Smoke up and roll up. Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
We smoke up and roll up. Yeah. We smoke up and roll up.
Yeah. We live, y'all.
Wait,
I like
right.
How he sounds.
Mr. Right Now. I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Tell me what you like.
Yeah.
From Mr. Right Now.
Tell me what you want.
Only for the night.
One night.
I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Mr. Right Now.
Ow.
Mr. Right Now.
Oh,
no. I'm Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Tell me what you like.
Tell me what you like.
From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night.
Oh.
I'm Mr. Right Now.
What's that?
Mr. Right Now.
Right now.
Mr. Right Now.
Right now.
You should be in my bed touching and kissing up. We rock till we fall asleep, but you can give me up. I ain't talking about the future falling in love. Infinite good when I'm in it. We gon' be here for a minute. We smoke up and roll up, we do. I tell you the truth, if I had a choice to be you over and over and over again, baby, I want you, I cannot pretend that, that girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, oh girl, don't give me that. I ain't Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like from Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. I could be anywhere in the world, but I'm with you, you, you. Catching a flight in the morning, every day something new. 24/7, I be grinding like I'm sitting in the rigging. Say my name once and you never forget it. So every time I come see you, oh. We smoke up and roll up and do.
Yes, we do, baby.
I tell you the truth. Right. If I had a choice to be you, over and over and over again. Baby, I want you, I cannot pretend. Yeah. That girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, hope girl, don't give me that. I ain't Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like from Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. I ain't Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like from Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now.
Wet Wednesday. More sexy music coming up from the Twin Cities. This is Finesse and T-Lay. And that we talking about right now, they talking about tonight. Yeah, tonight.
Fresh about the shower, you said you'll be on your way. I'm gonna keep it hot and wet for you, babe. Cause I know just how you like it, and I got something exciting in store. Knocking at the door, greeting you in nothing but a towel. Follow me into the kitchen. And you know I made dinner, but I'd rather skip straight to dessert. It's sweet and irresistible, the mood is right. All we're missing is an HD device. Turn on the red light, you can call it special. Tonight I'm gonna cater to you. We're gonna make a movie tonight. We're gonna record.
All in no cost. Cause tonight you wear the real boss. Yeah. Now baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off. Yeah. Baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off.
Baby,
Finesse and T-Lay. It's called Tonight. Tonight is Wet Wet Wednesday. If that don't set you in the mood, then, ooh, you just a grouch. It is what it is. I can't help you. I just can't help you. You in depression or something. I just can't help you. So, all right, so what's the first thing we going to talk about? What's the first one we're going to talk about tonight on a Wet Wet Wednesday?
You know, that had an Erykah Badu feel to me. Hello?
You say what now?
I said that had an Erykah Badu feel to me. That
song? Oh, that did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, is that Erykah Badu's little kid? Oh my God, that was amazing. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Let's start with yours, because yours is very interesting.
Okay, yeah.
So can you remind us what yours was? If you don't mind.
It's majority, they say majority of women want to have anal sex, but they're scared to say something to their mate because they're embarrassed they may not be one to go for. So, lady, wire and balls want it up. What's the scoop on that one?
Wow. That's all I'm going to say is wow. to me, I guess who your mate is. And okay. So this has nothing to do with me. I'm just speaking for maybe some of the ladies.
Okay.
If it's like random guys, where, you know, you're just sleeping around, it would probably be, like, some freaky stuff that you would probably want to talk about before. And, like, you know how you be talking mess, like, yeah, I like it in the butt, I like it this way, I like it that way. And they call you on it, you know, like, when you're on the phone, and like, well, do you really do that? That's when you can have that conversation. But if it's like your guy, you know, your husband or something like that, those are one things, you know, that if you want to explore, bring it up. Bring it up. Say, what is something that you won't do? Like, what are your no's and what are your yeses? And you'll be surprised what your no and your yeses would be. So I guess for me, if my partner asks me that, I'll be like, why? I'll mess with him because I'll be like, you gay? You gonna want that all the time? You know why you asking? I'll mess with them first, just because I'm that petty. Just because I'm that petty. And seriously, I am that petty. But but yeah, I think to ask that question, some are scared because they might in the back of a man's mind, they might think that you know, she gonna think I'm gay. If she don't think this is all I want to do, you
now
know, because
that's
how they get down.
Yeah.
That's how they get down. But now, it would scare me if he say, strap one on and let me do it to you. Now, that's how I'd be like, whoa, wait, what? What you say? Then Houston, we got a problem.
Now, I'm just going to say, for the sake of the game, I'm going to say you might still be okay. I'm just going to say, for the sake of the game, you still might be okay. But now, when you talk about, hey, here comes Steve in from the job force, now you might be in trouble. You see, I'm just calling it as I said. This is just the information that was brought to me today. But you know, being a man and, you know, speaking among a lot of men, you know, playing on a football team and all kinds of things and, you know, just experience a lot of life, you know, you hear a lot of things from a lot of different people.
whether it be cultural or, you know, whether it just be different backgrounds, whatever. But yes, some men, that's what they think. They think that, you know, men that do that, whatever, are gay, on the low, whatever. Let's see, what else? Yeah, so some men are fear of that. So, yeah, so I could see how, you know, some woman might be like, ugh, you know, she might like it, but they ain't going to say nothing to him about it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And then that opens up a whole nother window. Oops. Small, dark window. Let me stop. So, yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go with that. But, you know, I mean, is that what that is, though? I mean, is that what women think sometimes? That, you know, that a man that does that is gay?
You know, I think they may start thinking that if they want it, like, all the time. Like, instead of, you know, making love or whatever, and they're like, all I want to do is this. Have sex with you anally and that's it. I don't want to see your face. Now that's something that you're going to have to think about, like, whoa, what? But if it's something, you know, that you just throw in every now and then to keep the spice in, that's something different, you know? And you must know what you're doing. Like, if you don't or have not, please do not attempt it, because you can hurt yourself and others.
Okay. Well put.
He has the right, because, you know, it takes the right lubricant. You got to know if you're allergic or not. It takes the right amount of, if you want to spit in it, you know, I'm just saying, it takes the right amount of know-how. If you don't know how, please, just leave it alone. Just because it's not a pleasure if you just got something to stab in you. You know, just stab. No. It has to be as romantic as or pleasurable and intimate as if and taken care of as if you were, you know, doing a vaginal. I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I'm just trying to get the music together to keep up with the topic.
I told you white girl today. Conversation.
So, okay.
But
let's see.
Can I say that is the time where you add, you know, pull another hair or, you know, dirty talk in the ear. I mean, you could add some fun stuff with it. I'm not talking from experience. I'm just saying. I'm talking for the girls that I've talked to.
The old boy say that. Follow me. I was right. Okay, you're just saying. We're going to take a breather right quick.
I was last week. Will. Oh, my gosh.
This is Jeff Will. This is called Can't Wait. Okay. I got to go, so I'm going to leave it alone. Wait, Wednesday. I'm sorry, y'all stay in the mood. Oh, I got jokes.
Woo! I got jokes.
424.
Hit us up. Yeah.
249.
Early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high.
You can tell that I'm known to hit it right. So what would you do if I were a star from your ankle? Creep up to the thigh, to the point that you wanna let go. For me, I'm gonna give it up. Just like Raheem, I'm gonna wanna serve you up. Tonight, tonight, yeah, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. Lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight. Wanna go up, 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 up. And around we go.
You are now listening to Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday.
Round one, round two, what do you want to do? How about we play a game? Let's see who can be who to the next room. Ooh, I see you dripping wet, I see you drip off your breast. Think to yourself, no way upstairs. Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face looks making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with a Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy a little biscuit, the basics.
Basics.
I cannot wait to get inside. Ooh, I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight. Wanna go up.
Yeah, that's just well. Man, I was waiting for the radio lady to come do her drop, but I guess that's not the right one. So, all right, Wet Wednesday. So, all right, we're back with our conversation. Feel free to join us, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1. If you're sexy, use your pinky finger. What else are we going to talk about tonight, Mama?
All right. if eating, I want to get this right. Pussy was a sport. What level would you be? One, a rookie. Two, all pro. Three, all star. Four, Hall of Famer.
Well, I'm going to tell you, honestly, anybody that would call in and say they're not Hall of Famer, I would look at you sideways, because you got to have confidence and pride in no matter what you do. Yeah, that even if you are a beginner, you better just still fake it till you make it. Speak of it to an existence. So, but outside of that, do they have an I forgot button? I forgot how button?
No.
It's been a long time. I don't remember. Is there a book? Do they have a
no.
button for that? They got
no.
an AARP button? No, not that one either.
No. No. AARP, that sounds like you owe and you just, take your dentures out your mouth and put them on the side. That's a... But he should be a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying. Oh, my bad. Daddy don't know how to roll.
I'm gonna say I'm a Hall of Famer. I don't care what anybody say. I don't care, even if I am a rookie, because I forgot and it's just been so long. So yeah, I don't know what to say. Oh, no, we didn't post that one on the book, did we? No, no, we didn't post that one.
No. So my question, okay. So what's the difference between a rookie, an all-pro, all-star, and a Hall of Famer? Like, I know a Hall of Famer, but what's the difference between an all-pro and all-star? Do you think? What's the difference? I know what a rookie is, because I...
Okay.
We know what rookies are.
Yeah, that's what is it like that? You like that? It's like that. It just looks at it, pokes. He don't know what to do with it. Do I rub it? Do I kick it? Do I lick it? Do I blow
man,
it? I don't know.
Man, those ones get. You know, those ones, though, I must say, okay, get this back up. I must say the rookie ones are kind of fun because you can train them on how you want it to be done. You can, like, guide them and they don't feel like, you know, jaded for one who feel like he's an all pro and he's really sucking. You know, like you got that one who thinks that he's an all star and you like, bruh, what you say your status was? See, and that's the one that you like, oh, no, ow. But a rookie, he come out and say, I'm a rookie. You know, I haven't done this that many times. Can you help us, brother, out? You could tell him where to go. You can hit over there, do that, boom. But not a cocky one, like right. An all-pro or an all-star or a Hall of Famer, they treat it all the same. They treat it all the same. Like, oh, this is pussy. I'm just going to just do it how I usually do it. They don't explore and take the time to get to know her. They just go like they would anybody else. That, to me, is a disheartening.
Okay.
She is not like Mary, Jane, or Peter, or Paul. You know, if it's, you know, hey, you never know. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
He should introduce himself. Like, hi, my name is. And I want to do this to you.
Look, baby. Hi, my name is what? My name is...
My name
baby.
Is... What?
Sorry.
Yeah!
Sorry.
Yes! And I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to start with the A and end with the Z, upper or lower. Or I'm going to just enjoy this area right here, the clitoris or the, you know, or the click or the, you know, G-spot or the, you know, just going to explore. Take my time. Yes. Go ahead. Don't go too fast. Don't go too slow. You don't know the rhythm. Slower body. And when that vibration starts, you will feel the vibration because it will start vibrating. Then you keep on going because there is a vibration. Just saying.
Hmm. Okay.
Get to know her. Yeah.
Okay, so are you supposed to use your fingers? Are you supposed to use your hands? Anything else?
You can use your fingers. You can use your hands. You can use your fruits. You can use toys. You can use a little of everything to help you enjoy and introduce. I mean, it's your level of freakiness. But, you know, we prefer the tongue, but we'll do the hand because the hand gets it wet enough for the guy to enjoy it. Ladies, keep it, like I said, watch what you eat. Keep it fresh. Keep it tasty because if it tastes like fish, he's going to stop fast. Yeah. He's not going to continue. He's not. He's going to say you're tart and you need to fix that. He's going to think you got a disease. So I advise you before you call him over, I'm just saying, drink some cranberry juice, grab some pineapples, grab some citrus, you know, let it be sweet tasting because don't nobody want no fishy tasting juices. I'm just saying. And let me say, he do the taste test with his fingers. That's how he know if he's going to want to taste it. He be like, no, not sweet enough. So they do the taste test. They do the hand smell. They know if they want to taste it or not. That's how you know if he's a pro or a rookie or an All-American. If you know, if you bought it, bought it, you know, you know.
I'm trying to find some music. I still ain't got no music. I'm gonna play this one right here. Old school throwback, sexy. They used to request this on our wet Wednesday.
Baby, oof. I want you.
Monsters Radio Wednesday. Watch through our Monster Gear, Monster Jewelry Shop, to make sure you show some support to our sponsors. So I, what else we got for this on Wednesday tonight to talk about? Then we got some more.
Before we get to some more, I want to hear what you have from a male's perspective. Hold on. About what I just said about the gear to gear stuff.
well, you got that right about the what'd you say, the funk.
Hey,
yeah, that can hamper
right.
things.
Right.
That can hamper things. That can hamper things. I guess breaking down the levels on, say, like, I guess, what was it, a rookie, all-pro, then an all-star, and a Hall of Famer. Well, I say a rookie, difference between a rookie and an all-pro is a rookie know he a rookie, an all-pro still does it like a rookie, but he think he a pro, but he ain't. He's still a rookie. Yeah, he not doing it right. He's still a rookie. He still need a coach. Now, an all-star, you did. Now, he going to lick it, and he going to kiss it. You did. He going to treat it tender. Yeah, you going to like that. The all-star, yeah, he going to do that. But the Hall of Famer, he going to do that and put his chin in it. You did. That's going to be the Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. He gonna be humming things to you like, I only wanna be loved by you, and or your favorite song, whatever it is, he gonna hum it. And that's gonna be the Hall of Fame. So so that's my definition of how it all goes down from, you know. So can we move on to what else we got tonight?
I guess so. Okay, folks. So, I posted on my Facebook, give me some ideas for Wet Wet Wednesday, and we said you could win a shirt, and so, Shira State Prayed Up Morgan won the free t-shirt, so I will hit you up on Facebook and let you know you won it, but she was wondering, what is the difference between,
No, I'm not hating, but I'm just saying, I put this thing on my face. I got nothing. I mean, what? Man.
You got nothing?
Nothing.
You said you got nothing?
It is what it is. I believe I
oh
got
my God.
Nothing. Go ahead, say what she said, and I'm going to find out how many I had on my face.
I won't even rub it in, but I got good conversations like these. Like,
okay, you can stop now. You're rubbing it in. It is what it is.
My bad. But the cool thing is that I got people to want to listen to. So, that's how we got to do it. You know, the girl power. Whenever you say wet, anything wet, it pop. You know, it'd be like, what? Wet? Who wants to get wet? You know, it perks us up. Like, we like, where? When? What time? Call me, boo. Call me wet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're always down to get wet. I'm just saying. Either way it go.
Yeah, and I put up wet, and y'all want to call, y'all want to press charge. Talking about some That's harassment.
I got one. She wants to know what's the difference between nudism and pornography. You're a hater.
Nudism and pornography. Okay, I could be wrong, but ain't like nudism, ain't that like just in public being with no clothes on, being naked? At the beach or somebody, beach somewhere.
Being naked all the time.
Maybe having a dinner party.
Yeah, being naked all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, porn.
Naked all the time.
That's ain't that actual filming of sexual activity, whether it be masturbation or something else? So I would have to say there's a difference. To me, there's a difference between porn and nudity. Nudism.
Yeah.
Unless they got nudism videos.
I think there's a difference, too. You know, but, okay, there's a difference, but is it still frowned upon when you see it? Like, do you say, oh, see, they naked all the time. They must be nasty. They must, you know, look at porn. Or, you know what I'm saying? They must have sex all the time. Like, do we associate being naked always with sex or pornography or whatever?
I would say no. I would say no. I would say that would mean probably some type of hippie or something like that. You know, that's just how I see it. You know what I mean? That's what I used to see. You walk on nature and be titties all out. I'd be like, damn, no, she got her titties out. She holding flowers. You know, oh, it's natural. It's just a woman's body. Well, we like looking at it. You think that's about it. But, I mean, you know, that, but other than that, I mean, I really, you know, nudism, I mean, there was a beach here in the Twin Cities, you know, you go out to the beach and they walk around naked like it ain't nothing, you know, okay, but it's not like watching somebody get it in. That's a whole nother story for me.
Okay, but what if they're getting it in at the nude beach? Is that the same? Like, what if they're getting it in at the beach? You know, hey, we naked. Why not? Or is it part of, like, a mental thing? Is it a mind thing? And we're like, I'm just enjoying my body and nature, and we're one, and I could care less if I have sex or not. Is that how, you know, most nudism thinks? Do you think, possibly?
Wait, is that what? They just have sex on the whim?
Like, no, like they really don't. Like they really don't. They're like, they look at sex like, oh, I'll have it if I do, have it if I don't. I just enjoy the wind slapping against my booty cheeks. That's what I like.
Well, as far as like having sex on the beach stuff, I think the only person that's going to be mad is the person watching. I'm going to keep it 100. It's going to be cool with everybody. This motherfucker's watching. It's the person that's going to be mad. Get it? So, I mean, I don't... but, yeah, to me, I mean, there's a difference. I don't find upon either one of them. I mean, I like to frown down upon sex, but as I should, hopefully if I'm on top. But I'm just saying, watching porn or somebody being a nudist, it's all good to me. Shit, can I borrow the movie? Shit, can I just come over and have dinner with you? I'm just saying, I don't look bad on it. Now, hold up. Let's back it up a minute. Hold up. Now, if you was a dude, put some motherfucking clothes on, dog. No. See, now, we might got a problem. No, homie,
okay.
I'm not coming over. No.
So, okay, so
like
I was going to ask that question. So, yeah, if you knew a nudist couple and they'd be like, hey, you and your girl, come over. You know, let's kick it. You know, that's a no. You're not enjoying the wind hitting your booty.
That's a hairy balls.
No.
Right up front. I'm going to say it just like that.
No.
Hairy balls, no. Nope.
No.
Nope.
You're not that free with nature. You're not one with the nature and the freedom of no clothes. No.
I don't want to try to eat and look at nothing else. No, I can't eat after that. No, I'm not trying to look over there. I might just accidentally sit across the mirror some fucked up shit. No. I ain't trying. No.
Would you feel uncomfortable? Would you feel uncomfortable with that guy maybe looking at your woman and, you know, you're looking at them like, ooh, boobs, her boobs. Would you like, ooh, her boobs are perky. I don't know. Would you be doing all that? Like, I'm just saying, you know, just hypothetically.
No,
you know, would you, no, no, no?
No.
Would you be
wondering if
your girl's like, oh, his dick is bigger than him, my man, you know, when I use it? Would you worry about those things? I'm just wondering.
We got to go. Get your coat. Get your coat. Get your shoes. We got to go.
Excuse me. You're not going to wear no clothes. You're not going to wear no clothes. You're probably just going to wear a trench coat and a raincoat for you, you know, because clothes are not allowed. You know, I'm pretty sure they're not going to, like, okay, go in the bathroom, unrobe, and come sit down. You got to be already ready to go. You got to be, you know, ready to whoop, whoop, and toot, toot, and hey, hey.
I don't even know what you're saying to me right now. That's how far I'm not going. I don't know what the hell you just said.
So my question is, what's the difference of going to the beach then? Would you go to the beach? What's the difference?
I was going to the beach by myself. I didn't have a girlfriend. I went fishing. I didn't know where I was at. It just so happened to be. I knew this beach, and I'm over here fishing. Like, oh, damn, really? They do this here? Oh, shit. I'm losing all my lures. Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So question. I know I'm just full of questions because I told you I'm white girl today, Becky. Becky with the good hair. She's, you know, blonde and stuff, asking crazy questions tonight. What about your homeboy says, hey, you and your girl, come over, let's eat, and with clothes on, let's watch this porn together. Would you do that?
I don't know. Why y'all want to watch porn with me? I don't know. I had to question that shit. Like, why y'all just like, why you want us to come over? For what? That's red flag. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm probably going to decline. Yeah, I'm probably going to feel uneasy even if we just had dinner and you just decided to put one on. Like, bro, why? For real? Damn. You ain't gonna face
it. But what if the question is,
what
is this? She's like, what y'all want to watch on TV? Girls look at each other. Yeah, let's do porn. And then y'all look at each other, y'all gonna be like, nah, nigga, no. Or y'all gonna be like, well, shoot, she said, they said, let's get it on. How are you gonna react? Like, you know, is it a go or is it a hell no, it's time to go?
You know what? That's one of those moments when you just got to say, look, I realize what moment I'm in right now. I see how this is really going. You say, yeah, I'm going. Yeah, come on. Let's go and watch it. Come on, kick back. We're like, watch your mother have fun with everybody. Whatever. But when we get home, get your coat, grab your shoes. You got stuck up. It's time for you to leave.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, 'cause I'm not on that shit. Grab your shit, get your coat, grab your shoes, and leave with that etiquette. Come cut. Yeah, my friend just watched porn movies with. Call him up, tell him to pick you up, because you can't be here no more.
Petty, why?
Blinker. Hit the gas.
So you're
that's
not going. Okay.
No, that's a skirt dodging the lane. Flicker. Hit the high beams on your ass. Blink, blink. You
hit that boo boo. Blink.
Hit the corner. Smash the gas.
Bust the UA and just leave her there on the car. Be like, peace, don't call me no more. Would you say, don't call me no more? What would you just leave her there? Like, wow.
I was forwarded to the house that had the porn movies. That's where I was forwarded my call to. Directly to the house with the porn movies.
So needless to say, you're not down with the nudism with couples or porn with couples.
Nope.
It's just single situations for you. Single, what I'm by, I mean you and your mate only. You're not going to go
no
out
group
and
shit. No.
No group. No group. No group.
No
group.
Shit.
Okay.
No.
So you couldn't be a swinger at all. It's just like, woo, swing what? Swing who? Nah. Yeah, no. What? Okay,
to
is
me,
it just the guy? Okay, question before we are about to leave. Question. What if her girlfriend, like you come over and it's her two girlfriends and they have you sit down and they be like, hey, let's watch porn. You gonna watch it with them?
See, that's just fucked up. This is a trick question. See, I can't even answer that. I can't give you yes or no. Because in reality, I want to say, no, I'm not going to watch. I'm going to let them watch. I'm going to go in the other room, find something else to do. Why? Because, yeah, just I don't want to be sitting here with both of y'all watching porn movies because I'm going to be thinking shit about both of y'all right now. And that's why I want to say, no, I'm not going to watch it. I want to, like, for real, I really want to say yeah, because I want to watch it too. That shit on me. I'm just saying. It is what it is. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I can't answer that one. Wow, you got me at a loss for words. I can't. Can I give it? I mean, shit. I can't even come up with nothing to say, even to try to buy me some more time. So, yeah, we'll have to come back to that one another day. I don't know what to say.
You kind of said it. You said, yes, you would, because you would want it done on you. That's a real answer. That's a real answer. Because if the girl sat you down between her, no, let's keep it 100. If your girl had her girlfriend over and she sat you down, evidently they had a conversation that they wanted to do you too. You know, otherwise, a real girl is not inviting her girlfriend in with her man to watch no porn, because we all know what porn does. Come on. For real. It's a setup.
Because
she wants the girl and you and him and her, and you just the icing on the cake. I'm just saying. Because we done already messed around as friends, if I'm feeling that comfortable to invite you in to watch porn. I'm just saying. Come on through, boo. See
yeah,
what you do.
Red flag. So that's our show for tonight. Hey, I gotta give you something to eat. Y'all know I'm skinny.
You getting
get
something to eat? Really?
Yeah.
You getting something to eat?
You know.
Food?
Mm-hmm.
Just food?
Yeah.
You ain't hungry?
Food.
Okay.
Yeah, some extra food.
You ain't gonna eat?
Look, here you
okay.
go. Look.
Shit, they're waiting for you. Right?
You got any last words on our way up out of here before we pull out?
I'm hungry. Somebody needs to come eat. Just saying.
All right, y'all.
What? listen, Cover Cafe tomorrow.
I'm out of here, man. I don't know what to do with this water.
Tune in tomorrow, Cover Cafe, y'all. We live. Anything can happen.